Now time for our Prairie Le Compton locker room chat here on KNCA. Brandon Tamman with you. We're joined by the Cause girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta, brought to you by Heinen Repair, also First State Bank, making it possible each and every week. Couple games to go over with you, coach, here this week since we last spoke to you a week ago, starting with the game on Friday. Road trip to Royal Valley, one of the better teams in the Big East this year. They got good size, good athleticism. They're pretty deep and got good positions across the board. But, you know, you take away, or what do you take away essentially from a 55-34 loss in that game on Friday?
You know, I thought we played a pretty good second half. You know, especially in the first half, their length and just overall just size bothered us. I mean, man, they've got a pretty nice team. I mean, When you think about kind of how their team's composed, if you just think of their starting lineup, I mean, they start 6'1" freshman who's super athletic and kind of makes it all go for him up top. And then, obviously you got Pano out on the wing who's a really good scorer, probably one of the better, you know, peer scorers in our league. And then they're in their little 1-3-1. You got on the other side, you got, Sammy Klotz, who might not be the greatest basketball player, but holy cow, she's a heck of an athlete, and she does everything that they need her to do in that system. And then your other two kids are two seniors that have been around and done a lot of things. So, with a point guard and a post, and they're a good team. And you know, when they're playing well, there's not very many teams better than them in our league. But, you know, I thought we played a better second half after we made some adjustments. It was fine. It's kind of funny because the same thing happened when we played Osage, on Tuesday. Like, once we figured out we could go do things, like, we were fine, but it took us two quarters to kind of dip our toe in the water and, well, it's not that hard. We can go do it. So,
yeah.
So that's kind of what's killing us right now. And I mean, obviously with a kind of a younger bunch and even some of our older kids, they're coming back off of, you know, a couple weeks of illness or whatever. So, obviously a rough game, but, you know, there's still a lot of positives to take out of it. We just got to, you know, be a lot more consistent and a lot more confident, coming out of the gate.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you mentioned the Osage City game on Tuesday. Talk about a team, you know, that can certainly help you get ready for what postseason play is going to be like, because Osage City, the number 3 ranked team in the 3A classification right now. So as we're coming up on this home stretch here, just 4 games left in the regular season, you certainly want to be playing your best basketball, but also seeing a good basketball team in Osage City. That was no exception on Tuesday.
No, for sure. I mean, well, and our schedule, how it's just worked out this year, I mean, it's not like we're playing a shortage of good teams. I mean, I think I went back and counted. I think 8 of our 20 games are against teams that are currently ranked or were ranked at some point during this year. And honestly, you can make a good case that, a handful of these other games would be ranked if we weren't beating each other up in our league so
right.
much. So, I mean, that's kind of what's killing us right now. I mean, you know, we've talked about it before. We've got kind of a younger, inexperienced group going against kind of just the grinder right now. But, you know, I think we're battle tested. It's just, we got to have a little bit better mindset going into games. I mean, you know, I think right now, I think kind of one of our bigger issues is we're kind of all just kind of looking around and kind of hoping that one person will step up and then the rest of us go. We're going to have to have some kids kind of just, grab it by the horns and just go with it. And, you know, I know the rest of us are going to follow and I think the girls, and I know I do, we all know that they're more than capable of getting all this stuff taken care of and done. It's just the matter of we got to go out and do it.
Finally, coach, just give us your thoughts on the game tomorrow night. You guys are at home against Sabetha, you know, a team coming off a loss to Jeff West earlier in the week. And, you know, they have some young girls getting their first, you know, taste at the varsity level as well. Pretty similar to maybe where you guys are at this point. How much have you been able to dive into them and just kind of the expectations for the matchup tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Well, yesterday at the snow day, I was able to get a pretty good deep dive on them. You know, it's funny because it's kind of the same thing that I mentioned a little bit ago. You know, I mean, obviously we're kind of, you know, kind of in the bottom of the league right now, but I still think that we're still two pretty solid teams. I mean, watching them compared to where they were at the beginning of the season is night and day. They're good. They're super well coached. You know, the thing that I really kind of appreciate about them is, you know, they run quite a bit of stuff, offense, defense. They throw a lot at you. You know, but they find out what works for them, and then they're going to hit you with it until you stop it or until you make an adjustment. So, that's going to be kind of the biggest thing for us. We're going to have to, be able to be coached up on the fly. going to be, have to be, really good and just guard the things that they guard well, take away the things that they want to take away, and things like that. They're obviously a well-coached team. Coach Gruber does a really good job with them. But kind of like you said, they're kind of in a similar situation from with us right now. They just don't have the horses, to kind of compete game in and game out right now. But, no, I'm looking forward to a good game. Obviously it's going to be a big game for us. A huge game seeding wise, sub-state, for us at near the, kind of at the bottom of that. But yeah, it's going to be home. We got Winter Royalty, at our place. It's going to be a huge crowd. Going to be a really nice student section. Band's going to be, I mean, it's going to be a good atmosphere. So, you know, it's just one of those, we're going to have to go out, we're going to have to show up, and we're going to have to compete at the highest level we have all year.
There it is. Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta. Three of their final four games of the regular season are going to be at home, and that stretch starts tomorrow night against Sabetha. Of course, you can watch that on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.